to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood was away the stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location once again on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. We usually end up letting guys know, say, hey, it's not about being anything but being transparent, which we're going to be talking about in a little bit, brutally honest, which we'll be talking about here in a little bit, and biblically sound, which we will be talking about. This is what this thing is all about. A couple of guys that get together Monday through Friday to bring some awareness that you're not alone in this world. You know, what this whole thing is all about is that the enemy wants us to keep quiet and not to say anything to anybody so that anybody can get help or assistance from. And that's what we're here to help overcome. Not because of our power, but the power that works through us. And we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that because of the salvation that we have, because of the relationship with Him, that we get the opportunities to be able to give that stuff away. That's what we do here at Band of Brothers Radio. And today we have a topic that is foundational. It really is when it comes to relationships. Not just as faith-based or Christian relationships, but in relationships. And I can't talk about this thing all by myself because I definitely don't know everything, and it's not about knowing everything. It's about bringing different perspectives. And in a sense, I've got my co-host today who has many perspectives because he can look at things from different angles, there's no doubt, is Joel. Joel's in the house with me today. Good to have you, bro.
It's good to be here.
How are things in your life today?
Things today are going great.
Yeah, good.
Yes, praise God for that.
Good. I'm glad you're able to make it. Work allowed you to be able to have a little time off to be able to come in here and do this early in the morning. You probably have the day off or something, right?
I do. God has blessed me with a day off.
All right. And here you come and share it with some of the guys that are listening, and I appreciate that. Now, you wanted to talk about something called honesty.
Yes.
Right? And I said, yeah, let's go there. Yeah, let's go there and talk about this sort of thing. Now, what was your reasoning for wanting to hear or talk about honesty? Why do you think other guys maybe want to hear that too?
So it's not just honesty itself. It's honesty in fellowship and why it's so important, why it's so crucial to the fellowship of men, Christian men, to be honest, you know. And it's because I've experienced it myself. I've been in fellowship without honesty, mm-hmm. and I've been in fellowship with honesty. And I tell you, it's the honesty that makes the difference. The surrendering to the Holy Spirit, being open and honest, that makes the difference in that fellowship.
Okay, well, let's start at the very basic here, because truly, if when you make the statement of being honest in fellowship, you know, versus just being honest. I mean, if we're not honest everywhere we are, there's not going to be honesty in fellowship anyway, right?
Right.
I mean, or it's not about being just honest with those who are believers and then dishonest with those who are, we think, are not believers or whatever, right?
Well, no, not at all. Okay. But if you're going to start, if you're going to open up and be honest, you know, fellowship is one of the places to start. It's one of the safest places to start.
But again, fellowship is what?
Fellowship is men gathering together, like-minded men.
Okay. Well, but that's where I'm saying that I believe that the honesty begins long before fellowship even begins. Okay? Because if I can't be honest with those around me, Those are in my family, my parents, my brothers and sisters, if I'm married, my wife, my children, if I have children, with those in my life. If I can't be honest with them, okay, I'm definitely not going to make it, it's not going to be any easier to be honest with those who I don't even know yet, and especially trying to get together. You know the thing about men's ministries, you know, men getting together at church and stuff, that's a tough thing, you know, unless they do their monthly breakfast, which is not a bad thing, but that's where a lot of churches go, right?
Yeah.
Where, hey, men, they know how to get men's attention. It's through their stomach, of course. You know, you give them some pancakes, some sausages and eggs, and man, they're sitting there and say, yeah, let's get together. Not all of them, because some of those other guys are, they're not in church for fellowship necessarily. They're there to appease sometimes the wife or family members, right?
Well, so that's when the honesty comes in.
Amen.
You have to be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. What is your true purpose for going there on Sunday?
Yeah. Well, the Bible talks about us being deceitful, liars ourselves, that the truth doesn't necessarily come from us because it's in the nature of humankind to have our own way and not to have to worry about being honest as an honorable thing to be, right?
Yes. You know, First John talks about it, you know, walking in the light,
mm-hmm.
being honest.
Mm.
You know, he talks about God is light, in him there is no darkness. So if we're going to go and we're going to claim that we're followers of Christ, and yet we're going to continue walking in the dark, you know, and we're going to say, I'm perfect, I'm great, I have no sins, there's
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with me,
mm-hmm.
we're liars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not walking in the light. So we do not have fellowship with God when we are walking in the darkness. We need to be open and we need to be honest.
But if we even let, now see, I'm going to say, I keep going back a little further because you keep bouncing forward. One thing I don't like to ever do is assume, right? And when you spell that out, you know what that's telling us, right? You know, the last thing we want to do is assume anything. Okay, that people actually desire a relationship with God. Because sometimes, even before we got to this place of having a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, okay, where we've actually said, I want to follow you. I want the way that I do life has not been good. And sometimes we have to go through the experiences that the way that we want to do it isn't necessarily the best way, right? And so as a result of that, if we look back in our lives, many of us, and I know that I'm not alone in this, lying was a regular deal. I lied so often and so much, I began to believe the lies, that they were truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And as a result of that, I felt that I needed to lie to be able to get the things that I wanted or the things that would bring me joy or pleasure or desire that I desired, right?
Or to keep yourself out of trouble.
Yes, all of the above, okay?
Yeah.
Because if I told people the truth, then I would be in trouble.
Exactly.
I wouldn't get
what you want,
yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as a result of that, it has to come down to a place where I finally realize that that doesn't work any longer, you know? How often that I've been caught in the midst of my lie and then try to lie to get out of that so that, you know, even where I think sometimes liars like myself, we're great actors. You can bring on the watered eyes to make it look like you're really sorry and remorseful over something, and yet you're already conniving and thinking in your own head of how you can actually get what you're going to do next after you get out of this situation, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There, you know, I myself used to be a great liar. You know, I don't have the conscience.
That'd be great.
That'd be
great with a little G, right?
Exactly. Great with a little G. You know, I have the conscience to not be a
yes.
great liar anymore. I used to be so good that if I started to get caught in my lie, you know, I used to try and twist it around a lot of times successfully to where people didn't think I was lying anymore. They thought I was joking.
Yeah.
They'd let me off easily, you know. And I made a habit of that.
Yes.
That's not a healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
Because you do it repeatedly, eventually people do catch on. And then they no longer begin to trust you. Then they don't begin to believe anything you say.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, when it comes down to this sort of thing, if we take a look at our lives and sitting there and realizing, or standing there and realizing that, you know what, this isn't the way that this doesn't feel right, we get to a place where all of a sudden it's like, why am I doing this? You know, my pride, you know, is usually a big part of it. I end up wanting control of situations because I feel if I have control, then I can manage them. And trying to convince others that I'm not really controlling, I'm just looking out for your best interest. Yeah. And of course, then you meet the other person who is head-to-head with you. It could be a spouse or a parent or even a child that you're raising that all of a sudden says, hey, wait a minute, but this is the way that you want me to live.
Mm-hmm. And there it is. You want. I want. It's also our own selfish desires that will lead us into lying because we want stuff. And we think that the only way to get it is to lie. And so we create these lies to get what we want. And whether we lust after things. So we create lies. Well, the problem is eventually that's all going to come to a head. That's all going to erupt. Everything's going to come crashing down upon you because the Lord's not going to let that stand.
Yes, yes. Well, if we go when we talk about honesty, one of the words of describing that would be being truthful.
Yes.
Okay. Honesty also is part of being honorable, okay, or being seen or known as having honor, okay. And I don't know about you, but one of the reasons why I didn't like who I was is I knew how untrustworthy I was, that I was lying to people. When somebody said, you're really an honorable man, and I knew that that was not true. Even though they're giving me a compliment, I've convinced them otherwise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, I feel shame, and I feel not comfortable, you know? Do I feel guilty? Sure, I feel guilty, you know? Especially when you end up taking advantage of situations, people, places, and things.
Well, good for you for feeling guilty, that shame. You know, my problem was I didn't feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel shame when I lied. It made me feel good that I could deceive people, that I could trick them. It made me feel good that I could get what I wanted, you know. But that only lasted so long. That was only temporary. Eventually, it all came crashing down on my head. And the lies, they came into the light because the Lord will bring all things into the light.
Yes.
And then when all my lies came into the light, then came that shame.
Yeah.
Because I was not willing to feel that shame, I ended up feeling it.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I think is so important is that realizing that when we get to that place of wanting and desiring this relationship with Jesus Christ, as followers of Jesus, and some of us maybe just testing the waters, do I really want to follow him? Because some of the things I've heard and read in the Bible that people have talked about, I don't know if I can meet up to those kind of standards. He talks about how liars are as bad as murderers, right?
Yep.
And in Book of Revelation talks about, you know, the sexual immorality. Whatever. All of these guys, right, that are not living life very well, liars are included in this group, right?
Men of falsehood, yeah.
And all of a sudden, they are going to be going cast into the lake of fire. Okay?
Where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Now, there's a reason why God does not like liars. Any idea what that might be? Why?
Because God is light. Hmm. He is light. God is truth. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth.
Yes.
You know? He doesn't. We are supposed to be in God's image. Therefore,
yes.
We are not supposed to be liars. It perverts everything when we lie,
and it deceives. And that's part of what Jesus did not like. Is he said these who end up taking my word and turning it around and twisting it so that it would fit them, okay, and even changing the word itself,
yes.
Okay, to be able to get what they want, whether whatever that might be. And these liars, when again, he knows that once you begin lying in one area of your life, If you haven't realized it, you probably have already been lying in other areas of your life, maybe even unintentionally, okay?
You don't notice it happening.
Because it becomes such a part of your life and the way that you do things that it's like, hey, you know. And the reason we keep on lying is because we haven't got caught, or there isn't enough pain for the reason of getting caught, right?
Yep. Because we're enjoying the pleasure we get, the short-term pleasure we get from lying.
Yeah.
That we're not experiencing the guilt of our sins, the consequences of our actions.
So everything from as a child, when you were a kid, do you remember growing up?
Oh, yes.
And you lied and your parents caught you or they found out?
I got grounded.
You got grounded.
I got grounded.
That's it?
That was it. Wasn't any fun for me.
Yeah.
See, and that's like I said, I didn't feel guilty about it. You know, I felt upset that I
got caught.
That I got caught, that I couldn't go out and play, that I couldn't play with my toys.
So what did that do? That pushed you into maybe trying to become a better liar?
That's what it did for me.
A better deceiver?
That's what it did for me.
You learned how, this is where I got caught, so I've got to remember I can't do that next time. And so now So goes the world that all of a sudden no wonder that we actually have such trust issues with people.
Yeah.
Right? Because I know that people couldn't trust me, and I definitely should not be able to trust anybody else.
Because I'm a liar. They must all be liars.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And so with that, all of a sudden, there's some real work that needs to take place as a result of what our Lord Jesus Christ has to do within us, the Holy Spirit within us, as a result of coming to Him.
Yes, change our hearts.
There you go. Wow. Let's talk about that after the break. Let's take a little break here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what it's going to require on our part to be able to see what it is that needs to change in our lives. And was it not until we get to this place of realizing that we need something better that we finally are open to saying, okay, I'll take a look at this as a problem. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Please help us in our effort to encourage and strengthen men across America and around the globe. Make a tax-deductible donation online at faithplace.org. Just click on the About Us page.
When you need a lasting remembrance of a loved one, you can spend thousands of dollars on an engraved monument, benchmarker, keepsake urn, or flight case. Or you could get the exact same engraved monument at a far lower cost from Cascade Monuments. Right now, explore even bigger savings during Cascade Monuments' anniversary event. Cascade Monuments ships throughout the United States and Canada. Shop online at cascademonuments.com.
Whoa, oh, oh, no, I'm not giving up now.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. Joel and Raul in the house today, and we're actually talking about this thing on honesty and breaking into an arena of just the foundational purposes, I should say not purposes, of where lying comes from, okay, and being deceitful and everything. And I think a big part of that is because we are geared in or created in such a way after becoming, you know, from children to toddlers to, toddlers to children to young adults and adults, you get caught in these behaviors of realizing there are certain things that you want and desire, and the only way of getting those is to try to manipulate people to get those things for you, right?
Yes. I know where the line comes from. It comes from the father of lies.
You
know, and so there we are right there. Are we followers of Christ or are we followers of Satan? Are we going to live in the truth or are we going to live in lies? You know, that's the big question. Who do you want to follow? Who do you want to lead you in your life? And you have to ask yourself that question. You can't just go and sit in church on Sundays and then go out the rest of the 6 days and follow Satan and all that he promises to give you. Because what is he? He's a deceiver. Mm-hmm. He's the father of lies, and he is lying to you. Mm-hmm. So don't fool yourself into thinking that you're going to get what you want by creating these lies.
Well, again, all we have to do is take a look back at our lives as how we got where we're at today. You know, all of us had to begin somewhere with this relationship with Jesus Christ. We had to realize that the way that we were doing life ourselves in the past, okay, or the way that we've been doing it, is not working. You know, my lies have caught up with me, okay? And I realize that this is a problem. It's not about desiring, yeah, there are things that I want in life, but I want life more than I want the challenges of not having life.
The okay? things of the world?
There you go. Yeah. But those are the things that drove me, okay? Or those are the things that were in front of me. Those are the things that, now, we can blame our parents, we can blame our brothers and sisters and our people that we were in school with or that we go to work with, people around us. We can blame everybody else, but we can't stop. Somewhere along the line, we have to realize that we make decisions based on who we hang out with and what we do.
Yeah, okay? Oh yeah. Who are we influenced by? Are we going to hang out with liars?
Exactly.
We're going to start lying more.
Well, and because of the fact that we are one or have been one, and we can be one once again. Just because you're a follower of Christ does not keep us exempt from lying. There's a lot of men and women who are following Jesus that get into a corner position. It's only a little lie, you know, or maybe not even, I don't even call it a lie. I don't just tell you the whole truth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then of course it's not about submitting or saying this is what it is. Sometimes it's omitting something, right? Saying I'm just gonna leave that out, not say the whole thing, because then all of a sudden they'll realize that. But that's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal.
It is, but the question is who do you hang around? You know, 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, bad company ruins good morals.
Yeah, there you go.
So if you hang out with liars, you're going to become a liar.
Yes.
It's just going to rub off on you.
Yeah.
So the question is, who are you going to hang around? Are you going to sit around with men of truth, or are you going to sit around with men of lies?
Yes.
Look
yes.
at those men of lies and see if they're truly happy in their life. See if they truly are satisfied with their lives. And ask yourself the question, do you want to be satisfied in your life? Because as long as you're telling lies, as long as you're deceiving people, you're always going to be on your toes.
Yes.
You're always going to be trying to remember those lies. And you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be satisfied with your life. It's only going to lead to ruin. And I praise God that with all my lies in my life, he was not willing to let me go. And he brought the truth crashing down upon me. He brought it down hard, and I praise him for that, because I am so much better for it. I am so much better with the truth in my life and not the lies. I still find myself stumbling. I'm human. I do. I find myself stumbling. I catch myself in these lies at work, and I catch myself, and I repent of it. I feel bad now for my lies.
Well, it's conviction. See, the Holy Spirit that is within us all of a sudden is, you know, we're not created. God did not intend for us to be dishonest and to lie and to be deceitful.
No, we were made in his image.
Exactly. And he wants us to be holy as he is holy. He wants us to be perfect as he is perfect. And these are the things that we are to strive for, okay? Everything the way the world is, that's what lures us. You know, hey, if you act this way, if you buy this, if you live there, if you have these kind of friends, you're going to have these kind of results, okay? And you're going to enjoy life. You can look at and have the joy that you see these people having, and or the happiness, whatever it might be. And truly, that's all false.
Yeah, I call BS on that.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
a lie. I tried living false. That life.
Yes.
It's not satisfying.
And that's where the majority, even the men that are listening to us, feel the same way. They say, yes, I'm tired of that sort of thing. Okay? So, you know, some of the ways of being able to, and we know that. We listen to what the Word of God says, how he talks about us reminding us both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. You know, I love it when I think it's in Exodus where in Moses, when the Lord was telling Moses, hey, is there not one man that can actually be able to lead or to be trustworthy? To not one. Who's going to keep me from, you know, killing all of them, you know, and starting over again, okay? And Moses, of course, stepped in and said, you know, Exodus 14 or 32, I can't remember what it is. Maybe it was 14, 32. But anyway, my point being is that even those that are in the Bible, they were all, I mean, we look at David. David was dishonest.
Yeah.
Right?
He was a man after God's own heart?
Yes. But that means that he was not perfect. Okay? We look at Paul, who was Saul, and, you know, was there to watch Christians. He persecuted them and had them killed. Okay? And he ends up being the one that you and I actually look toward and read about, that God used him as a vessel to be able to reach us.
Oh, yeah. The Bible is filled with spiritual wisdom written by Paul.
Mm-hmm. And so often we end up in a sense of realizing that, okay, as you had already uttered, hey, that we fall into this trap of all of a sudden that we find ourselves lying or being deceitful or, you know, and once again, even after accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
We
still stumble, okay? And here's the cool thing about this relationship with the Lord is that we have an opportunity to be able to ask for forgiveness, okay? And when we repent and turn away from that sort of thing, we're forgiven, okay? He knows our heart. That's what he judges, is our heart, you know? Doesn't matter whether anybody else sees us asking for forgiveness or, you know, when in the quiet times, our relationship with him, we can't help but be honest. He already knows.
Yeah, you can't lie to God. I mean, you can try,
yes,
but you're not going to,
yes,
get very far.
What we're usually doing is trying to lie to ourselves. We're trying to convince ourselves that he doesn't see it or et cetera, or know it. And he knows everything, and
he's
everywhere. And so that, because of that, that's why he is sovereign. That's why he is God, right? And we're not.
Yeah, praise God for that.
So anyway, so as a result of that, we end up in positions of learning as we go that, okay, being honest, okay, in our everyday life, okay, at work, okay. I don't know about you, but I believe that I'm not alone in this, that I used to lie at work to be able, whether it be from time away from work, from this is what I did, and I'm not the one who did it. If it was especially something good where people are giving praises out and that sort of thing, and or lie as a result of, you know, not wanting to get caught at doing something, right?
Yeah. You know, I used to lie at work. People would ask me questions, and I didn't know the answer. So I'd make up a lie. Well, I tell you what, I feel guilty about that now. So instead, when people ask me questions, I don't know the answer. I tell them, I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
What that does is that opens me up to an opportunity to learn the answer.
Yes.
Because maybe they do. Maybe someone else standing by listening knows the answer. And then I learn the answer. I open my ears and I listen. And then I learn something. And then I don't have to lie the next time. I can tell the truth.
Yes.
And I know the answer. You know, one of the biggest things is when you think, you know, or when you don't know the answer and you lie about it and someone standing by knows it's a lie and they call you out on it, you know, there is a lot of embarrassment and shame that comes with that.
Yes, yes.
There really is.
You know, there's something, and that reminds me, I have this written down here, Proverbs 27:6. It says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy." And so in other words, when the truth not only will set us free, but the truth hurts sometimes.
It can be piercing.
Okay?
Yeah.
When you get somebody in front of you that says, hey, I care more about your salvation than I care about your friendship. And so when they start to share with you the things that they see that you're doing that you think that you're getting away with and they've noticed it, they're going to want to tell you. And so they tell you. And they tell you in a manner so that there's nobody else around. It's just you and them. okay? Because it's not about just being honest with somebody in front of other people. It's not about embarrassing people.
No, that comes from pride.
Yes, it's about being able to just and not even to look at somebody as, hey, I'm better than you. It's more than, hey, I understand this. But you know what? Here's the truth. I see how you talked with me and with others, and that isn't the truth. And anyway, so faithful are the wounds of a friend. So a real friend, I don't know about you, but I've told guys to get out of my life. I don't even want to talk to you, you know, when they told me the truth. And that's exactly what I needed, is I needed men who were willing to be up front with me, not men to tell me all the things I wanted to hear.
But what you need to hear.
What I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they really, they cared about me. They loved me. Okay. And same as our parents, right? Our parents, some in majority of times, they've actually felt that, hey, I remember my dad spanking my brother and I said, this is for your own good. No, it's not. Then why does it hurt, you know, if this is for my own good, you know?
He's just sharpening you is what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. But so often that's the type of how we end up looking at things, of realizing that, you know, okay, those who end up saying things that I want to hear aren't necessarily going to be the people that I need to trust even more, right?
Yeah.
Because they themselves may be looking out for something that they totally want themselves.
You know, and we need that. We need honest men in our lives,
okay,
you know, in order to become more honest ourselves.
Yes. And it needs to begin here with us. Let's take a break, because after the break, when we come back, we're going to go ahead and let's talk about this thing that you wanted to intended, of talking about being honest in fellowship and how important and why that is important in fellowship, okay? But we wanted to get this other stuff out of the way so that we know that, hey, there's other areas of our life that we need to make sure that we're practicing the same stuff, right?
Amen.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Band Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio.
You know what I love to smell? I love to smell a ham baking in the oven, or bacon sizzling in that skillet. Ooh, or maybe some German sausage roasting on the grill. You know what I don't love? I don't love to read the weird ingredients listed on the back of most of those packages of meat. Who needs that junk? That stuff is about as useful as a back pocket on your t-shirt. When it comes to your family's health, it's time for you to fish or cut bait. You need to start buying your hams, bacon, and sausage from a quality supplier like Hempler's Meats. Hempler's uses the finest of ingredients, like old-fashioned natural casings and all-natural spices. Plus, Hempler's products contain no fillers. To place your order, go to Hemplers.com.
Just about nothing is more frustrating than having your internet service go down. And when your service is too slow, that can drive a person crazy. Whether you live in a remote area of the Northwest or in a city, StarTouch Broadband Services is your answer for super quick and reliable service. For almost 20 years, StarTouch has provided high-quality wireless broadband connections on its privately owned microwave and fiber optic network. StarTouch provides both business and residential service across Washington State and is now expanding into Oregon and Idaho, too. Learn more at StarTouch.com. God, how I believe that I can push back the mountains. I can stand on the waves. I can see through the darkness. I'll hold up a flame. Take me to the ocean. I want to go deeper. I'm not afraid, no. I'm a believer.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. And Joel, so here we're going to start talking about how important it is that we speak honestly or that we are honest to others in fellowship.
Yes. You know, fellowship, Webster's describes as companionship, company, you know, a community of interest, activity, feeling, or experience, the state of being a fellow or an associate. You know, it's a company of equals or friends. It's men of like minds gathering together.
Yeah.
You know, and us as Christian men, when we speak of fellowship, we don't just speak of like-mindedness in all things. You know, specifically when we're talking about Christian fellowship, we're talking about like-mindedness in Christ. When we're gathering together as fellow brothers of Christ, we can have different political ideologies, different favorite sports teams, all sorts of things. But the one thing we share together is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is our fellowship in Him. Mm-hmm. But there has to be that honesty in there. You know, I've been in fellowship before without honesty, without brutal, open honesty about what's going on in your life. You know, you see a brother and you're struggling, you know, and your brother asks, you know, how you doing today? And you say, you lie to him. Oh, I'm doing great. Things are going great. And they go, well, all right, that's good. And then we're sitting there thinking, you know, I wish this brother would pray for me. Well, how does he know to pray for you if you don't first tell him you're struggling? It's just like with our wives when they tell us or when they don't tell us something and then they get upset later. Well, we're not mind readers. Mm-hmm. How can my wife honestly expect me to know what she's thinking? Well, it's the same way when we gather in fellowship. Mm-hmm. Brothers, your brothers aren't mind readers. Mm-hmm. You have to open up and be honest about that.
Well, one of the key things to this, and it's only from my own experiences, is of knowing that first and foremost, if I am in denial on stuff, I'm not going to be able to see the truth until somebody brings it out, not necessarily saying, here's the truth. I mean, I used to listen to preachers preach, and they preach the Word of God, and all they were telling me is that I was going to hell, okay, the way that I was living. And it wasn't until one of these preachers eventually, or one that I ended up hearing for the first time, actually shared his own experiences of how he had failed and how he had been failing and how all of a sudden by making certain decisions and realizing that then now all of a sudden I can start to relate with this guy. I could relate with this man. Part of what he's sharing is something that I've, you know, had challenges with myself. And here he is telling everybody. And I thought to myself, said, wow, this is not only admirable that he's doing that, it's pretty gutsy, courageous. But not just that, it looks like other guys are kind of, you know, relating with that also. Yeah. Say, wow, this is really good. And it's not that we're looking at a guy who's, beaten down on himself and so that he looks like he's less than we are. No. He's about realizing that, man, that's exactly what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
That I'm not alone in this thing. See, one of the challenges for us as men is that first we're created to be providers, protectors, teachers, lovers, to be able to take care of those around us, okay, that God puts in our lives, and those that we choose to be in our lives, okay? And as a result of that, that means that we are almost like an alpha dog, where you want to make sure that you've got everything protected. Here is my home. Here is my place that I live. And don't you try to get in here unless you let me know ahead of time or ask permission type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And as a result of that, when we gather together as men, okay, that's why these guys, everyone's so closed off. Men don't want to talk. Hey, just tell me what it is you want me to do. I'll just do that. Point A to point B. Straight line, okay?
Yeah.
Or A to Z. Just a straight line. I don't need to be interacting with anybody else. I don't need anybody else to come to know who I am. I don't need anything else. I don't need people to kind of figure out that, hey, this guy is weak in this area. They might take advantage of me.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have my own fears as a result of that.
Well, exactly. You know, the Bible tells us the truth. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no temptation is overtaking you except what is common to man.
Yes.
But unless we see that in the world, unless we see that in other men, we're not going to believe it.
Yes.
We're going to say, maybe that was back then. Maybe that was 2,000 years ago that was true. But I'm going to this Bible study, and I see all these guys rooting for their favorite sports teams or complaining about politics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they must not be struggling like I'm struggling internally. I'm coming
right
here and I need some healing here because I'm struggling. Maybe I'm struggling with alcoholism, drug abuse, pornography. Yeah. But these men, they're not struggling with it.
Yes.
Because they're having a good time.
Yeah, they're talking about other things.
Yeah. So there's where that honesty is needed, that pastor that opened up about it.
Well, a big part of that is it's called transparency, okay? Being willing to be vulnerable, okay? Allowing yourself to be filleted if necessary. And that's where we no longer have to realize, and this is part of that relationship with Jesus Christ. When we accept him as Lord and Savior, we are dying to self. We're saying, I can't live life like this. I need help. I need your help, Father. I need you to come. I want to just get everything out of the way so that you can come into my life and lead me. And I want to be able to follow whatever it is that you want me to be doing. And as a result of that, that's when all of a sudden now the changes start to take place.
They do, internally and externally.
Yes.
It wasn't until I reached a brokenness in my life. I've been to many different Bible studies. And I never felt like I belonged because there wasn't that honesty.
Right.
It wasn't until I finally had a complete breakdown in my life that the Lord led me to a men's group where for the first time I had experienced honesty, other men being honest. It always takes one to open up first.
Right.
I wasn't that man.
Right.
But I went there and I sat at a table and I realized that there are other men struggling with what I struggle with because they were honest.
Mm-hmm.
And their honesty allowed me freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It freed me. I was able to then be honest about my sins with those men. And with it came so much freedom and healing.
Well, so often it's part of our own idea of who we think we are, our identity. Okay, our identity was always in, you know, what type of work do I do? Who are my parents? Where do I live? What do I live in today? How much money do I make? Where, you know, et cetera. Where'd you go to school? All of these different things, right?
It's the lies.
Yes, all the things that are false, that have no true value to who I am as an individual. But what it does do is give me opportunity to take a look at my life the way that it was and realize that I needed to be saved. I needed a savior in my life. And then that's where, just like the guys who are listening, somebody came up and mentioned Jesus to them at one time or another, like you and I, and it became curious enough that we sought it, okay,
mm-hmm.
different ways. But we sought it, and as a result of that, we end up, our lives changed as a result of actually submitting that, realizing that, hey, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I cannot do this by myself, and I need others. And that's where this, as you mentioned, as our wristbands say, as Proverbs 27:17, right?
As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another.
Yes, and then we need each other.
We do.
Okay. And it's not a competition. It's not a matter of trying to get more people on my team than on your team. No, it's not about that. We're all on the same, the body of Christ. We're all part of it, okay? And then realizing that there are those who have been down the road where I've been, or maybe where I'm at right now, that have been there and know how to get out of that.
Yeah, I like that saying, the body of Christ. You know, not everyone is a hand, not everyone is a foot, not everyone's an eye. Well, you know, sometimes when the foot gets a thorn in it, is it the other foot that pulls that thorn out? Well, a foot can't pull a thorn out very well. A hand reaches down there and pulls that thorn out.
Right.
As it is with another brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you got a thorn in your side, sometimes it's another brother
yes.
that's going to help you.
Yes.
But first, there's going to be that pain. There's going to be that acknowledgement that there's a thorn in your life.
Yeah.
And you have to acknowledge
yeah.
it.
And, you know, I'd like to think that we don't have to wait until we have enough pain in our lives to get to that place of realizing we need help, okay? We need others to be able to be there for us. Brother, and if you're at that place, there are those around you that do care. I just want to let you know, first and foremost, that if you're not attending a regular church, and if you are, that's the best place to at least go to the senior pastor and ask him, is there a men's group, or is there ask him if you can get together with him. Or maybe there's a pastor that he can lead you to that can say, hey, you know what, here's someone that you can talk to, okay? It's about us being able to be vulnerable in reaching out.
Yeah.
Because in doing so, we got to remember, as followers of Christ, Jesus says, hey, once you accept me, I am there. I am in you. I am with you. I'll get a walk with you. Take upon my yoke. It is light and it is easy. Okay? I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. He reminds us of this sort of thing. So in going and even asking for assistance, okay, or guidance from a senior pastor, and believe what he's going to tell you is going to be what God wants you to be doing, okay, then you're going to be in safe hands. And in doing so, you're going to have the door opened up to areas where all of a sudden now you can actually be and with someone that maybe is considered trustworthy, that is someone that you can share something with openly and knowing that they're going to be able to help guide you and point you in the right direction. So,
yeah, one of my favorite verses is Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Amen.
You know, when we're honest about our burdens, our brothers are able to help us bear it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the law of Christ, you know, to love each other
yes.
as we love ourselves.
Yes.
You know, there's so much healing in honesty,
yes.
you know, to peel that Band-Aid off
yep.
and get that infection out of there,
yep.
you know, to actually receive real, honest healing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say that the men that aren't honest in fellowship aren't saved, you know, but they might be living in pain.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's something for us to think about is those men that aren't honest, it's not because they're not saved. Maybe they're living in pain and maybe you're the one that needs to be honest with them about your struggle. You know, that's your testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yes.
That honest testimony that might bring another brother to a realization that he has this struggle in his life as well. And he wants to be freed from it, just as you did at one point.
Well, there's that part in the book of James. I love James, but he talks about in there that as men, we come together, okay, we reveal our sins with each other, we pray for each other so that we may be healed. The prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. And that's where that community of like-mindedness, of realizing that we're not perfect, that we do stumble at times, and that there is forgiveness, and that forgiveness comes from our Lord, not just from our brothers, but from our Lord. And we're called to forgive others, okay? And in doing so, that we're going to actually portray and be able to expel that love that is within us that is not ours. It comes from our Lord. And as a result of that, that becomes attractive. And we want more of that and desire that. Brother, the best way of doing this sort of thing is realizing that today's the day he's given us. So let us rejoice and be glad in it and do these things just for today. And in doing so, that we'll be able to take care of the business at hand today. So be courageous and don't fear. Do not fear. Anyway, how about praying for our brothers?
Love to. Heavenly Father, I lift up to you the men listening to this. And Lord, I pray that you would open their hearts to the honesty and the struggles of their lives. Lord, let them know that there is no shame in honesty, but there is freedom found in it. And in Christ Jesus, may they seek help. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you, brother. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.